high probability that other people may not show up in the future to future meetings. So if I keep it short and meet y'all, I think there's a good chance that y'all show up again. So, all right, so the first thing is we'll have introduction to guests. This is also helpful whenever we do our minutes that we can put y'all as an attendance. So I'll go ahead and get started, and we'll go along to my right afterwards. So I'm Jared Walker, DAEP Director at Nederland ISD.
Stephen Beagle, Assistant Superintendent, Nederland ISD.
Jessica Walker, Jessica Walker.
Maria Murphy, Alternative Campus Secretary.
Jamie Coker, have a daughter in high school and a part of all the PTAs.
Oh, yeah. Mandy Clayton, I'm trying to think of my very long title. Partners in Education and Communications Manager and Executive Director of the Nederland Education Foundation.
Hey, spell 6th grade science.
Yeah, you gave up cheer and a
all right, once again, thank you all for showing up. I appreciate it. And so the next on the agenda is going to be the reading and approval of minutes. This will be kind of a formal process, so if you want to, like, motion to approve the minutes, we'll do that kind of like a board meeting, but I'll give you all a few minutes to look over it. So these are the last three meetings we've had, just so that y'all know that if we back up a year, we did a meeting June 2nd. This kind of explains what we did on that meeting. It was kind of prepping for the health fair too. And then the other two is we count the prep day for the health fair as a meeting, because a lot of the PTA moms, I mean, Ms. Coker's usually here every time we prep for that, and then Ms. Como is as well. So we count that as a meeting, the prep day, and then the day of the health fair, we actually count that as a meeting as well. So if y'all just want to look over these and just let me know whenever, if y'all want to make a motion to approve it.
Second.
I'll second that motion. All right, perfect. All right, so moving on. Is there any old business or anything we need to address?
We haven't picked the date. That was from 2022.
Yes. Yeah, so I have the date, which I'll talk about here in a minute. But and it's not set in stone, but yeah. So no old business? All right, so as far as the health fair, so one thing I was thinking about to improve maybe student attendance and business attendance is if we were to, like, change the name. I mean, and I was thinking if we just call it, and I'm not saying that this is what we'll do, but just a general concept, if we just called it the Nederland Back to School Fair, I think over the past 6 years, I think I've done it for about 6 years. And at first, it initially was kind of sports physicals, maybe some immunizations. A lot of the dental organization showed up. And so it was health fair, but it's kind of morphed into more of a back-to-school fair. And so I think if we were to market it or call it that, and it may be helpful, for example, like the credit unions, they don't know what the health fair is, and we ask them to attend. But if we call it a back-to-school fair, it may make them more comfortable to attend and that sort of thing. And so I think if we were to call it that, we will be able to improve. So that was just one idea on my part. But my entire goal is, over the past few years, have been to be very efficient and, like, have a customer service concept. Like, whenever you come in, you feel welcome and it's easy to come in, you know where to go. Whereas when we were in the cafeteria, it was kind of there was always people like, all right, where do I go? Do I go left or the right? And it was kind of confusing. And so over the past few years, I think we've become very efficient where they come in, they get what they need, they can stay as long as they want, but it's a smooth process. And so I think that's been very good. So the general goal for me is to increase attendance by 10%. So last year, I think we had about 250 kids that show up. So to add 25 kids would meet that goal. And then business-wise, I believe we had 30 businesses show up. So, I mean, 10% is only three businesses. So I think we could easily do that. But just to make it a simple goal that we can measure, 10%. And so those are some ideas that I've had moving forward.
I think those are good goals.
I have a question. Is there any kind of form you can print out that would help us to, like, ask other businesses that we haven't even thought of? I know, like... band at Estelle's wants to be involved in things and like with the band and whatnot. Maybe he could come and be a part of something, but he needs to know what would be helpful to, you know, does he need to donate maybe something, or, you know, would he like to set up and have, you know, give out, I don't know, like the backpacks or like the spiral note or something.
They could contribute just to bring pencils or just right. a notebook mm-hmm. paper. Just right. the, if they pick an item to donate.
To be there. You know, something to make
it's
them feel part
him.
Of it.
And I think that's a good point, but Heather met with the different grade levels today to get their supply list together, and maybe we could take those supply lists and make sure that, you know, if there's one particular business that wanted to do something, we can pick something off that supply list, say, this is what our kids are going to need. Item A, and then another business could take item B.
Well,
so there's
teacher
not
feedback, what do they run out of mid-year?
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
good too.
Is it matte pencils? Is it markers that dry out? Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we could specifically ask. Sombreros, they may even put a box there for us. They're doing a lot for us for Project Celebration this year. And he's been great with PTA as well. So I think Jamie's on to something. If we have like a standard letter with it bulleted to say is, would you like to sponsor a supply? Would you like to, you know, so you can kind of lead them into what they could do.
Right, so they're not duplicates.
So they're not getting like pencils, and no spiral notebooks.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly.
And Jared, I can put something together. If you just give me the details of what we've done in the past, I don't mind spitting something out for you real quick.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate that.
And so many of them, you know, they need glue sticks, and then find nobody provides glue
exactly.
sticks.
Yeah, so we'll know ahead of time, which then may help any monetary donation, then we can fill in the gaps that way.
Did we have any leftovers from last year? Do we have boxes of anything, or did we pretty much give it all away?
So last year we had, so we get $500 from the Optimist Club. I always get this wrong. I believe it's the Noon Optimist Club. And so it's the one that Todd Borderlund kind of heads up. And so they donate $500 pretty much every year for school supplies. As far as other donations, we have gotten donations, but it's more of like supplies. So the churches always donate something. So the Methodist Church does the underwear and socks. First Baptist Nederland, it's Tanya Mitchell's kind of community group for church. They donate the backpacks with Tammy DeLedge.
St. Charles does, because
what is St. Charles?
But I think they bring on, that's what I was going
to
suggest.
They bring
on
to the school.
And then
they find out from the school counselors what's needed.
And then we keep them in our supply closet. But, I mean, I would certainly ask if we would prefer it brought here. And then, you know, I mean, that's an option.
Because we adopt kids at church, too, for Christmas. That's, we use.
St. Charles is one that I think we could get them to get involved somehow. Like, each church has their own little niche that they've been doing, and they feel comfortable doing
right.
that.
Right, and we already collect school supplies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they just deliver them, though. They come to every campus, and I think they even come here, and they deliver, rather than do it to that. But, I mean, I don't think they would be opposed to...
Yeah. And so I may get with you more about that.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's... The churches have really benefited us the last few years. Like, a lot of them get involved. And for example, 2 years ago, one of the churches, I can't think of the name right off, but they were giving away $10 Target gift cards. And so every kid that showed up, they were giving that away. So just my vision, if you will, would be, how can we make it better, more efficient, and then more customer service centered. I've noticed going to schools, it's kind of like, not necessarily our schools, but just schools in general, it's kind of like the parents almost feel like they're not necessarily welcome there. Mm-hmm. And so in this event, I want it to be kind of like a we want you here type event. Like another thing I was thinking about is maybe getting the mascots. I know last year, was it your son that did it? And so if we could get the mascots.
Do you have the date?
So the date is that I have planned for the actual health fair would be August 9th.
Okay. Which is.
Even if we were to get maybe some cheerleaders, and I don't know about that time, but like cheerleaders there, the mascots, it would be kind of like a, I don't want to say a Disney-type environment, but something like that, so the kids look forward to it, you know?
Sure. Yeah, well, and like play music. Is it going to be in the Dome Gym again?
So I'm planning on the Dome Gym again. I've noticed that that's the easiest in and out, mm-hmm. and it's easy to monitor, and it's not as confusing. Basically, it's one big circle,
mm-hmm. yep.
whereas the cafeteria was a little different.
I like it in the gym.
And so, as far as some of the details, this is what I was thinking of. So, the actual health fair that I have planned, I haven't done the facility use request and some of the things I have to do, but the date was August the 9th.
Are teachers back at work at that point?
Mm-hmm. Teachers will be August 10th.
Okay.
So, it'll be the day before teachers get back.
Okay.
And so, August 9th, mm-hmm. Wednesday, and it's from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then normally we'll open the gyms for the vendors and people participating like an hour beforehand, but they kind of trickle in. Mm-hmm. And at 9, we kind of get them started and get going. But the setup, so usually Ms. Coker and Ms. Nunley and Ms. Coma are always there, but kind of the purpose of the setup is really to set up the t-shirt area. So hopefully we'll have some PTA leftover t-shirts that we can donate to the kids.
I'll send a message down about that this week.
But normally we have the t-shirt area set up. It's something we need to do the day before. The ladies that do the backpacks, we'll have those kind of organized the day before. That way they just get there and they start handing them out. The Methodist Church usually sets up their section. And then the school supplies is what takes the longest. Basically organizing the bags together so that we can just pass it to the kids.
So you have them organized by grade level, like based on, or it's just kind of like everybody gets these?
It's just kind of a general bag as we've done in the past. Mm-hmm. Now, if there's a better way to do it, I'm open to it. But
I mean, I would think that would be complicated to try to match.
Maybe like
and then you
elementary, junior high, high school. Because it is. They don't need.
And you don't know who's coming, too, right. though, to know how many.
The hard part for me this year was we would have them literally come up, and almost everybody, not just one, would come up and go, oh, we don't go to that school, and they didn't want the shirts. And if we prepackage them, it might be better. It would take more time on us, mm-hmm. but prepackaging, like having a bag for, you know, size 6, 7, that, it might be more work for us, but it would probably be easier to just go here, and they couldn't complain.
What if we could get shirts donated?
I think that'd be a great idea.
Like a generic,
and that's
black
why
and
you
gold.
Have a black and gold generic shirt. Because
They will literally go, oh, we don't go to that school. And a couple
and
say, oh, that's an old shirt.
Or have those in a different section that they can pick them up if they're, mm-hmm. you know, maybe you have a Helena Park mm-hmm. table, you have a central table, you have mm-hmm. a, and then that way maybe we could increase.
The only thing with that is it points out who doesn't have the funds to donate. And that's
I will tell you, Highland Park gave us thousands of shirts.
Right.
Helena had maybe a couple hundred. Hillcrest had even less. Langham had more.
They turn the shirts over once they use them for 2 years. So if there's a lot left, we'll have a lot. If not, then we won't. And we had soccer shirts. I mean,
Highland had so many. It was outrageous. I was like, they ordered this many. Like, it's a waste of money.
They give
them. Honestly.
Yeah.
No offense. No offense.
They don't know if they have that many. Like currently, that was the previous.
Right. So this time they won't have it.
Yeah,
so
we won't have that.
It just happened to be. They were old. Like you could tell, they've probably been storing them for years.
Yeah.
But
we still have some more because we had to clean it out. But we don't have.
That's good.
Not that much.
Yeah, I think last year the shirts, we kind of gave away a ton. I think we were giving, towards the end, we were giving four to each.
We were giving it to adults because there was like 5X shirts. Still, and like just go, here, man, you got, you wear 5X, here you go.
What about Excel? Not Excel, what's it called? The
Tease Cheer Girl.
Yeah, because they did it 1 year when you first started and it was a huge hit. It was all Bulldog shirts, different colors. And
I asked a couple years after that, and I don't know if there was, so basically they just said they're not doing it no more, and so I've kind of let them let it be at that. But yeah, I know if we network a little bit, we may be able to get that. But I know the T-shirts are a big deal. One thing I forgot to mention is Johnny B's. He's the barbershop. He was there last time with another one of his assistants, and they cut hair there.
Right.
But they gave away coupons. Basically, you can come into the barbershop and get a free haircut. Right. So I did talk to him about a month ago, and he's all about it. He's going to be there again.
He's great. Hair place that's pretty close from where we live, she did free haircuts like the weekend before school at her place. So, I mean, I could ask her, you know, if it wouldn't, like, if it would be okay if there was more than one, like, if he would.
For sure. Yeah, the more the merrier, because that's, we want the community the more names we can list that are part of the community, that's going to improve our reporting for here.
And I don't know, maybe check with Complete Athlete, because Jay Stone's daughter works there. She may be willing to.
Jesse runs it, doesn't he?
But I feel like maybe they've been a little more generous in the last couple of years. So,
especially if they have shirts that they're not selling.
Right.
We'll take anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some kids.
And is it focused, and forgive me for asking, but is it focused on the less fortunate students, or can anybody come?
We want to mark, I mean, yes, it is focused on that, but we say it's for every Nederland ISD student. And to be honest with you, like, if there's some kids from Port Arthur that come in, we're going to treat them like they're a Nederland kid. And so it usually is a good event. And over the past few years, I think it's gotten better from my perspective. But it's just want to grow it and make it a big deal each year. And so.
And Cornerstone does the, like, what's it called, the little jugs for, like, really good ones.
Like water bottles?
Like, I mean, heavy duty. Like, it was
so awesome. So each one's kind of, they do their own little thing, and like, we, like, personally, I go to Cornerstone Church, but we don't want to sit there and do the same thing that the Methodist Church has been doing.
It's like a marriage festival. You got to sell your own thing.
Yeah, so it's kind of like keeping our own, like, thing and keeping it going. So.
And last year they had, like, a link sale, not sale, but a link. So, like, you could go in and get that and then go out and get a link and go home. So, I feel like food will get them there, too.
I wonder if we could use some of our community engagement to maybe sell, not sell, but give away links or something like that.
Well, and I'm thinking that's kind of why I was throwing out the community resource fair, like the back-to-school community resource fair, because as handling corporate sponsorships in the past at two different very large institutions, if it's focused more like that, then it might be a bigger sale. I don't know, do we charge for booth space? And the reason I ask that is because, well, even if you have skin in a game, you're going to show up. Even if they're giving something away and it's, you know, $10 booth space, or we may sell sponsorships for, you know, $500 or something like that. People are willing. I mean, we have more sponsors for the Nederland Education Foundation banquet this week than we've ever had. And we have 16 sponsors, the most we've ever had as well. So, I mean, and it was less than a month. So, I mean, getting it out there, letting people know, because like I-9 Sports, Arkham is coming on board, Indorama, you know, so those little niches that we don't think about, that maybe Indorama may have a little STEM section where the kids can do some kind of STEM activity, whereas they're not taking something physically like a water bottle home, but they may be able to take something home that they did with them and having that kind of thing.
I like that idea, and then I think Michael was mentioning he wanted to get Indorama definitely involved, so if they could do something like that, I think that would bring an extra value compared to what we've done in the past, you know. Little things like that, almost like kind of like a educational piece, you know.
And McDonald's stopped by this morning, and they want to be more involved. And so they have a reading program where they're giving stuff away to kids. They want to be part of our incentive programs for, you know, at the schools. They're even doing Happy Meals at a discounted rate for the end of school. And they brought me cookies to deliver. They smell really good in my office, by the way. But they said they want to be involved with sponsorships and being at things. So if they're able to give, you know, an ice cream cone or a free Happy Meal or
something
like that, I think we can, you know, definitely embrace that and look at. I don't know what's gone out to in the past as far as sponsorship goes, but I was part of Pack the Bus years ago when Manny's used to do that, because I was doing marketing at Park Dental at the time, and we had a bus packed the bus. And even if we, before we get the community involved, hey, drop off your school supplies between this time and this time to help and pack a small bus. So we have little things where you can involve the churches, you can involve those community organizations. Just a thought. I'm sorry. I'm extra.
I love your brand.
I love it. This is great.
Well, you don't know what, I mean,
gosh.
The boyfriend's like, you make me tired. All the things going on in your head.
That's what we need, though. Yes. Sure.
I have a question.
Sure.
I'm not from Nederland, but I've been teaching here 9 years. So I know how things work. I never see anything advertised for this. What's our advertisement for this? Like, I just hear about it through, like, so-and-so, and I think I've seen, like, the sign at the high school before say it, but I've never seen an ad in the paper, Facebook, anything.
Well, we technically can't do ads in the paper.
That's what I was wondering.
If we can get them to cover it as a story, we could definitely do something like that. Like, the Beaumont Enterprise is being more involved with the theater and ISD. I worked with the education editor at LIT, so she's, like, been trying to come around and do stuff. And, you know, Candace from the Port Arthur News, so we probably could get some kind of story, but putting it out on social media and having people share it, and it may that, you know.
Yeah.
But if we're limiting, I mean, we may end up with a couple thousand
people,
kids.
Right?
I mean, we've got to know what we're up against as well. Because if we're wanting to target those who really need it, we can definitely send that out by Blackboard and directly to them. But how big do you want it? Because, I mean, you can...
What about any of our families that are on free and reduced lunch? Because they get letters all the time. Mm-hmm. We could just send it in a letter when they get those at the beginning of the... It was just a thought. They would be the ones I would target.
We do ask the APs to put it on the marquees at each campus.
Yeah, we do that last year during the setup time. I did a little interview with Channel 12 News, and then it was Channel 6. So they came out the day before and then did it. They put it, I guess, on the 5 o'clock news or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we do that flyer that we put on Facebook. So it's not like we market it too much. And, yeah, that would be a problem if we do have too much.
Yeah, I can see kind of we need to be in between the not too many and not too – because you were saying how – we wanted to have more show up. That was what made me ask that question.
And I would say, from all the PTAs, is we target with who we know within our own groups in that manner, you know?
Okay.
So, like, this report goes back to all of those presidents on Thursday, and then from there, we expect them to be the messenger at their own campus. So, most of the time, that actually happens behind the scenes because it's with the counselor, and our counselors are usually our liaisons to be sure that those families know to come and participate.
Pretty much every kid in my class, I have 12 in my class right now, I'm about to have 13, they all should be privy to it, but we've never received anything. To go home. And I'm not against anyone who hasn't said it, but our counselor's like on us about, you know, Christmas presents and all that. So I'm not saying Miss Ramey doesn't know, but maybe if we had a flyer to send home to like to my special needs kids, resource type kids, it's not always them, but a lot of the time it is. Statistically speaking, they typically are lower income families, at least in my world. So, and they always say like, is there anything to help us with school supplies or things like that, you know, not that I require school supplies, I just buy them, but it's just a thought. I've never sent anything home in my class in 9 years. I think it would be good for a class like mine or similar.
But if y'all wanted to do something similar to pack the bus and it may, mm-hmm. may not have enough for at that time, we mm-hmm. can work with the Nederland Chamber and they could send that out to mm-hmm. Their businesses by their yeah. newsletter and then announce it. We have a monthly coffee. I went to one this morning at Powell's, but to start promoting that, hey, we're going to pack the bus and these are the basic items that we need. Mm-hmm. And monetary donations are welcome. If, you know, Efficient Systems wants to write a check and mm-hmm. we go buy school supplies, then yeah. we could do that. Yeah.
So I think we have some good ideas in place. Like I said, just kind of just generally speaking, I want to increase at least 10% of the students and 10% of the businesses, which won't be that difficult, but I don't want to say, oh, we're going to double.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But so that's just kind of a conservative estimate, but that's kind of a general idea. I would like to get some student organizations to participate, but that may be something I talk with like their sponsors and stuff to see if they can show up. I know my daughter is going to be the mascot at Central, so.
Aww,
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So that's kind of trying to get them to get involved early. I know that her son did it, and he did a great job this past year, and the kids enjoyed it, so.
Oh, yeah.
And McDonald's asked if they can ever bring out their mascot, so that's an option.
Yeah.
Call Central.
Yeah, Nature's this mascot, or H-E-B, if they.
Yeah, Five Point has a mascot, the cow.
So yeah, if we can just make it, you know what I mean, for little kids, they think that's fun if there's a person sure. dressed up in a costume. So
right.
Just kind of that, and then I'll be thinking over the next month, we're going to have another meeting. I just don't know exactly when. This was kind of experimental to a degree, see if more people show up on a day where kids aren't in school. And so I kind of like the idea of that because personally, at my campus, I think it's better for me, and I know Ms. Murphy, that mm-hmm. on an in-service day, if we have a meeting like this, it's just better for the campus. So we may start doing that moving forward.
Okay. I mean, it's hard to watch.
It really is. We have a lot of nurses, too, and so it's pretty frowned upon if we take a nurse away from the campus for a meeting. So we may, just looking forward, I may be doing that. We're on in-service days or something like that. We may have these meetings, and so that's kind of the reason why.
Has there ever been a thought about having two times, like a 9 to 11 and maybe a 3 to 5? And the reason I say that is because if you're looking at that lower income, they can't necessarily have software. So if you have the two time periods, then they want to be able to, you may be able to get
an afternoon, maybe or shift
or do it in the afternoon. Because they're not able to really leave. I mean, I used to work with teach pet approved classes, and that was a complaint of theirs because they were always on free ladies lunch, and they're like, I can't ask all.
Oh, I run a bus.
Yeah.
Pick up students. Because mm-hmm. they may not have transportation.
Just a thought.
Yeah, we'll think about all that. So, like I said, we may shoot for maybe early June as another meeting, maybe to wrap up, talk about this and maybe some other issues that come up. And so I'll be in touch with you that way. I'll also send out an email here shortly today, just kind of summing up everything we talked about, and then send it to everybody else. That way they're kind of in the loop too, and if they want to offer something, they can.
And if you have something you've sent out in the past, you want to send it to me, the Jazz will look at it. Or I can search.
Yeah, that sounds good. But yeah, as of right now, we're shooting for August 9th. If something changes, I'll let y'all know ASAP. But is there any questions about anything? I really do appreciate y'all showing up. We have plenty of sandwiches and stuff, so if y'all want to grab that. But other than that, I guess I'll stay in touch with y'all email and appreciate y'all being here.
Thanks for lunch.
Thank you.
All right, we're easy. Yeah, so.